Douglas Valentine's book, The CIA as Organized Crime, How Covert Operations Corrupt America and the World, 2017, states, over the course of its 70-year reign of terror, the CIA has overthrown countless governments, started innumerable wars, costing millions of innocent lives, and otherwise subverted and sabotaged friends and foes alike. Despite all this murder and mayhem, it has only lost around 100 officers. CIA officers are at the pinnacle of the Brotherhood. Blessed with fake identities and bodyguards, they fly around in private planes, live in villas, and kill with state-of-the-art technology. They tell Army generals what to do. They direct congressional committees. They assassinate heads of state and innocent children equally, with impunity, with indifference. In Afghanistan, CIA officers manage the drug trade from their hammocks in the shade. Opium production has soared since they purchased the government in 2001. They watch in amusement as addiction rates soar among young people whose parents have been killed and whose minds have been damaged by 15 years of U.S. aggression. They don't care that the drugs reach America's inner cities. The CIA plays the same role in Afghanistan that the Gestapo and SS Einsatzgruppen performed in France in World War II, terrorizing the urban resistance and partisan bands in the countryside by targeting their friends and families. The CIA's objective is to rip apart the poor and working class families, and in the process, unravel the fabric of Afghan society until the Afghan people accept American domination. They don't care how long it takes either. Afghanistan is a means to get at Russia, similar to how Nixon played the China card in Vietnam. The Afghan people hate the Americans more and more, year after year, and that makes the CIA happy, insofar as it spells protracted war and increased profits for its sponsors in the arms industry. Afghan anger means more resistance, and more resistance provides a neat pretext for the eternal military occupation of a disposable nation strategically located near Russia and China. The Taliban will never surrender, and for the CIA, that means victory in Afghanistan. But it also means spiritual defeat for America, as it descends even further into the black hole of self-deception, militarism, and covert operations. The next quote is from Maria Cerna's article, Crusade for Justice, from Counterspy magazine, volume 3, issue 1, 1976. Intelligence operations have turned out to be a domestic war. And from Counterspy magazine, volume 2, issue 4, 1976, we read, abolish the CIA and covert action. The organizing committee demands the CIA and covert action be abolished, not only because we recognize that the CIA serves only the multinational corporate empire, which is thoroughly anti-democratic and un-American, but also because the CIA is a criminal organization, and covert actions are criminal actions.